been reading through my Bible, and I've noticed that 7 has been popping up a lot. So, for example, the 7 days in a week, the 7 seals, the 7 trumpets, and Jericho and the 7 times around. Why is 7 so significant in the Bible?
Jack, right?
Yes, Jack Chmielewski.
Yeah, I knew you're Chmielewski. I see the mom and dad there, and your twin brother is sitting right there. So you're asking about sevens. Basically, and that is a wonderful question because we run into that all the time. That's called a heptadic structure. If you know anything about Hebrew thinking, they do think in sevens. And I'll give you an information dump on it, and then I'll tell you why it's significant, okay? First of all, 7 is very important because God designed for us the whole idea of the sevens that make a part of everyday life, like the 7 days that you mentioned. The 7 colors of the spectrum, which is interesting. The 7 notes that are in music. These sevens are all around us. So you just look in the little things that everyone's accepted. But within the scriptures, 7 becomes what we would call a completed set of things, just like here. But for example, in the Gospel by John, when Jesus is revealed, there aren't 9 and there aren't 11. There are 7 signs of, and it says it in the book of John. And I'll show you those in just a second if you didn't notice them, because in John 20, 31, it says, many other things did Jesus do, but these are written that you might believe, and those signs are there. Also, Jesus not only did the sign miracles, but Jesus revealed himself by 7 names in the Gospel by John, those I Ams. And again, there are many names of Jesus, but what he shows us is that this is a complete, so that we're not endlessly looking for things. If you want to know that Jesus is divine, he gave us a complete set of signs. If you want to know his revelation of who he is, I am the bread of life, and I am the resurrection of life, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the door, and all of them. It's like for us to see a set. Now, when you get into the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation is almost like those, what are they called? Matryoshka? What are those Russian dolls called? We have Russian experts here. Matryoshka? What are the dolls and nested dolls called? Is it Matryoshka? They're you know what I mean. They're inside and each one gets smaller and smaller. The book of Revelation is like that. Now, let me show you one more thing, Jack, because this is what's so phenomenal for me. Jesus wrote to 7 churches. How many churches were there in Asia Minor? A lot more than those 7. He didn't even write to the famous ones, because Antioch should have been in there, etc., etc. But what Jesus did is, he said, this is a set that represents all churches. It's a representative sampling. You know how pollsters do it? So when you find a set of 7, for example, in John 4, there are 7 different exchanges between Jesus and the woman at the well. Did they talk more than that? Probably. But it's like a set of everything that he wants us to know. And what I like about that is that when you get to the next number, and I'm not big into numerology, but 7 leads to 8. And in the Hebrew mindset, when you go through this complete set, it's kind of like the notes of the scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. And the 8th one is a repetition. And so 8 becomes the number of new beginnings. And that shows up all over the scripture. Most people, we don't even notice this. I hope this gives you a heightened pay attention to stuff, but it'll say often in the Bible, on the 8th day. We don't even think about that. On the 8th day, actually, it's just the start over again. It's like it's talking about a new beginning. And so you'll find out that on the eighth day something happened with Noah. On the eighth day something happened in the church. On the eighth day this happened, that happened. It isn't because they're superfluous. There are no details in the Bible. When you think about it, the Bible as a whole was engineered by God. And the longer you study it, the more things that you find that God intricately wove into there, like seven churches, seven signs, seven titles of Jesus in John chapter 1. He has seven titles that are phenomenal. Think about Messiah, this and this and this. The ladder, you know, like Jacob's ladder, the one between heaven and earth. All of those are for us to see the completion, but also to see that the whole Bible, every part of it, all those individual pieces of the 40 different authors who never met each other, most of them didn't live at the same time, and definitely they didn't ever read what the other one wrote. But when you put all of their pieces, you even find sevens spanning across many books. So this heptadic structure is fascinating, and it's almost like a signature of God for inspiration, for him saying that I took 40 different authors over, you know, approximately 1,600 years, let's see, from 1446 B.C. all the way through to, you know, 96 A.D., so maybe 1,500 years. These 40 authors never met each other, and yet every one of them made a piece, and the pieces fit more tightly and more unified than even some of our most high-tech weapons, and yet they were produced on three continents over 15 centuries by 40 different people that never saw each other, but they had one engineer. And so I think, to make a short answer to you, Jack, I think that the heptadic or sevens is a picture of the Lord, of a complete set for him to show us that he's communicating for us, that he has everything worked out in plans, and that we just need to trust him, that he's already set a boundary for it, like the 7 years of the tribulation, like the seven seals and the seven bowls. He's showing us he's in charge. So that's all I would say. But what else did you want to know? You have more on your sheet?
It's just the suggestions.
Okay.
The examples.
But I collect sevens. And I could go sometime with you and we can compare our lists, because every time I read through the Bible, I see another one of them and it shocks me. And it's just amazing. So keep up the reading. How old are you?
11.
And you're already studying the Bible at that level? Kudos to mom and dad for raising kids like that. Thanks.